听力课堂，听 class.com。
Let's begin by having you tell me about yourself and your background.
I have been working as a paralegal for the last 10 months through an agency that specializes in the legal field. My experience has been supporting attorneys in the field of labor law, where I have been able to apply my paralegal education. I was commended on my ability to take information and break it down into usable facts. I really love research and analyzing facts. My major in college was English, and as a result, my writing skills are my major strength. I am looking for a position where my research and writing skills can be used.
What do you think are the key qualities needed to succeed in the paralegal profession?
Flexibility would certainly rank high in this type of job. In my last position, I supported 4 lawyers, and it was not unusual for them all to give me high-priority items to do in the same day or week. There were days when I had to stop and prioritize my work just to get a handle on everything. I would discuss the urgency of their work with each of them so I didn't drop the ball. At the same time, I made sure each of them felt like his or her project was important on my agenda. I think communication is probably the next key quality. It really worked well when I talked with each of them, explained my situation, and got their input.
Can you give me an example of a time when you had to work above and beyond your job description?
There was a very important project that had to be researched and completed by the end of the week. Even though I worked extra hours every night for almost 2 weeks, my boss and I stayed until 2 a.m. for 2 nights before the final wrap-up. It was very rewarding to have put so much effort into a project and see the really great results. My boss gave me a bonus for my extra effort.
Tell me about a time when you had to research a case and encountered some obstacles you had to overcome.
I remember a case that was filled with obstacles. The first thing I did was research through documents and past cases that had similar circumstances. I assembled the facts and then tried to put them together and analyze the next step. I was able to get some input from another lawyer I happened to see at lunch. Through some hard work and fact-digging, I was able to find a way to overcome most of the obstacles. I took my findings to my boss and made some recommendations, which she and I discussed and eventually resolved. My boss was impressed with the work I had done.
What are your strengths and weaknesses?
My strengths are my caring about getting the job done. I am very results-driven and have been able to meet all my deadlines in past jobs. As far as weaknesses, I really enjoy my work, and sometimes I put in too much time. But I am aware of my tendency to overwork, and have learned to pace myself more.
Tell me about a time when you had a confrontation with a coworker or boss.
I did have an issue with someone who was getting on my nerves. I asked her if I could talk with her one day, and we had a good discussion. It turned out she was not aware of the impact of her actions, and that she really needed an explanation of the procedure. I took the time to explain the procedures, and there haven't been any problems since that day.
When do you find a job satisfying?
My biggest satisfaction is when I experience growth in a job. When I first started as a paralegal, I had a lot to learn. But through hard work, advice from some good mentors, and continuing education, I have come a long way. I've learned to be flexible when possible, and to deal with difficult people in a positive manner.
How would your coworkers describe you?
First, they'd say I have a lot of energy and enthusiasm. I really enjoy working with people. Secondly, they'd say I had great customer service skills. I put the customer first. And thirdly, they'd say that I know the law. I put a lot of effort into my education as a paralegal and take it seriously.
Do you have any questions?
Yes, I do. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say morale was in this company?